Hello, everyone. Welcome to the third episode of the Chinese Takeout Podcast. We're with guests Liam, Stephen, Jay.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Did my address on the
And we have listener Ornan, too. Jordan.
This is Jordan. Jordan, hello, Jordan. He's listening live. If you want to listen live, fuck you. Anyway,
we're not sending you the invite. We don't like you.
Like, we don't like you if you're listening. Like,
I think we should all talk about
Ornan. Especially, like, some people in specific. Did I just say that? You know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are, little bitch. You fucking Jesus.
Dude, come on. Let's go.
I don't trust women.
No, I see you. I see you. Look up.
Do not open your fridge. Please, do not open.
There's milk in your fridge.
What do you have in your fridge?
I can go check if you want. Yeah.
We'll get Jay to check.
Jay, what's in your fridge? This is a new segment we have every episode. Yeah.
What's in your fridge?
BS9.
All right. Monster.
Monster, alright. What flavor?
Chug
what
the
flavor
monster.
Tofu and rice.
Mix the monster with the
rice flavored monster.
If you see any marshmallows, just eat them. Eat them.
Mix the monster with the milk and film yourself drinking it, and that will be.
Oh wait, and the mustard, and the mustard.
No mustard. We won't go that far.
Oh, we have mustard. We have mustard.
Are you really gonna? Hello, cool, simplistic. Two listeners now to the Chinese Takeout Podcast.
We're famous, guys!
Oh my god!
It's really great.
Two global listeners, two viewers. Oh my god!
It's great what we as a society can accomplish if we all put our minds together. So,
guys,
you're a fucking loser.
Okay, let's all put our hands together. Let's all put our hands together and pray.
I can't clip. I've pushed.
In the name of Jesus, we need music.
Our God.
Guys, I drank the
monster
milk and mustard, and I threw up.
Why would you do that?
Why would you?
You didn't need to do that. That was just some content.
You
told me to,
right?
You have better content.
You do have better content, but it's not about this!
I mean, I think this is more important than my health.
I think the two people that actually listen to this and sort of laugh deserve me literally killing myself with
what?
Probably mustard gas. You probably didn't drink mustard gas.
I can drink some cologne.
Okay, so
don't, please. I've done it and it doesn't taste good. You lose your taste.
This was the last time Jay was on the Chinese Takeout Podcast.
Yeah,
the last appearance ever.
I wouldn't be surprised if he just fucking died after this. Got him.
I got in my eye.
No, that's even worse.
Oh, that burns.
I bet it does. I bet it does.
Anyways,
you didn't need to do that. Welcome to the Chinese Takeout Podcast, where we literally learn how to kill ourselves with different concoctions.
Okay, so so we were talking about some sort of name, of course. So
okay,
there's this guy that Gentian
hadn't
talked to for like 2 years, and we decided to just like go all over his Instagram. Like,
hey fellas, I'm back.
We decided to go on his Instagram, like follow him and comment on many posts, like nice whatever. Like, he posted a picture of the moon. We were like, nice moon.
Yeah, he posted a picture of his haircut. Said he got a new cut. We said nice cut. Yeah. So really, really just complimenting him. Great guy,
nice
stand up guy.
Amazing.
Wait. So
if you're listening, we know where you live.
your address is
12. Your address is 20 Avenue. Thank you.
No, oh, wait. Stop fucking
my address. God
damn. So with we made a Discord group chat and just started spamming photos of images.
Yeah.
We had wide. We had phone screen. We had evil.
Dead eyes would.
Yeah.
Nice eyes.
The
nice
cut.
Eyes.
Nice cut. Nice cut.
Did anybody ask, like, instantly?
As soon as he said anything, we all said, did anybody ask?
That's
in his Discord
shots
name.
On YouTube. Yeah,
that's in his name.
That's in his Discord name. We're just asking him a question.
I am subscribed from everybody, and I'm only subscribed to the Chinese Takeout.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, make sure you only subscribe to Chinese Takeout. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Remember to report us on YouTube and Spotify. We aren't. Yep. Please get up. Take us off.
We are grade A comedy. You can't take us away.
We're doxing people like Kolo Kano from.
Could you just make.
No.
Just the whole beef.
No, we're actually going to censor what you just said, so.
Oh, just what I said.
We're just going to do, like, can you make bleep? It's just the entire.
Make sure you censor this. I hate.
That was too far. That's racist, man. Like, that's racist, homophobic.
Well, no, at that point, you're kind of putting words. Like, he didn't say it. Like, that just sucked. That was like a horrible joke. Like, I don't even know why you would say that.
Let's bleep the entire beginning, but only unbleep when we say.
I feel personally offended, even though my name.
Only unbleep when we say 10.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you joined the call. This is at your own dispersed.
No,
remember when I posted Khalil's address on Pastebin?
Scribble. Oh, yeah, yeah. On the Scribble IO thing.
Yeah, it had like 50 viewers. No, but like a majority of them, I think like 40 of them were mine. Because it showed how many times you checked in on yourself.
Yeah, when you refresh it, it would just go up one.
Yeah. My mom just opened the door and whispered, "Shut the fuck up."
So you start yelling.
Get it on the podcast. Tell, let's hear her stories about 5G and also stories about racism.
Yeah,
because she's very
bring her
fun.
About
neglect and how much you've been hurt.
Should I tell the viewers, listeners, a wacky mom story?
I don't think so.
As long as you're comfortable with sharing that, but I think you're gonna
I am.
Like
I think the world
line,
should know how terrible my life is.
Well, that's kind of a all right.
Would you like to switch to be a listener? You know. Would you like to move to the audience?
Wait.
The door's right there. You can see like the big exit sign right. Like we're in a physical studio right now. I'm not sure if you can tell.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, once you're back, buddy, go ahead and request to be in here. If anybody from the audience would like to come in here, no.
Yes, please.
And so no. What else do we talk about today? What else do we talk about?
I think we should discuss like the main topic of like this whole month: mayonnaise on pizza.
Mayonnaise on pizza. That's a fucking horrible idea. Don't do it. You'll get cancer and 5G.
So we have a friend from the Netherlands.
Friend.
Known as Exam, who likes to eat mayonnaise with pizza.
And he got he coerced his girlfriend, Anne. I hope I'm saying the right pronoun. So basically, he coerced his girlfriend Anne into eating mayonnaise.
With pineapple, don't forget.
With pineapple. Yes, and even though I'm a pineapple, you know, I root for pineapple. Pineapple's great on pizza. Should be on pizza. If you argue otherwise, you know, I dislike you personally.
And you never tried it, and I haven't tried it.
Mayonnaise though, mayonnaise with pineapple on pizza. We're not going to get past this. We're going to tell Nick to listen to this podcast, this specific section, and he's going to be like, "Why would you say that?" We're not going to get past this ever.
You know, in the Netherlands they call it white whip or something.
White whip.
Yeah, I know the mayonnaise is like sweeter than. America's like,
yeah, got cool whip.
But the thing is, all you do is like add sugar, and then there you have Netherlands mayo.
I might be taking this too far, but look at the name.
Look at the name.
There's been so many.
Liam just now changed his Discord name to "Fuck the Netherlands." I think you should actually change it to "Fuck mayonnaise on pizza." But all right,
yeah,
okay, I'll do that. Yeah.
Yes, I don't even.
From the Netherlands, you fucking rule. You rule.
Both my names you rule.
Good job.
If you're listening to the Netherlands and you're not Nick or Anne, Zane or Anne, right?
Fuck you.
If you aren't either of them, congratulations. You've won life. You're a great person.
If you're from the Netherlands and you've never
won the game, you won the game.
Actually, no. If you just never had mayo on pizza, then good on you.
Yeah, you know, you won't go to hell. You know, it's just a fact. You know, you can't die.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jimena's starting to listen. What's up, Jimena? We're in the podcast. If you want to join, your request to join. Yeah. Why not?
I have French homework. I'm going to
maybe discuss, join the conversation.
Maybe yes. Discuss about your first, oh, not first day, gone. Like your first, Jordan, like second week of, yeah, bye, Jordan. Fuck you, piece of shit. Jimena, if you would like to talk about that one bitch at school with the foot long nails.
What? What color were they?
Her nails were foot long.
Apparently, I mean, I what? Not for exaggeration, but like Jimena said earlier in chat, if she doesn't mind me sharing the story, she had this like girl with like huge, you know, get on here, tell it yourself. I'm gonna invite you.
Yeah,
get
the fuck
on stage. Get in here.
Oh,
okay, she came back. I'm gonna let her speak. Hello, Jimena. Hello, tell us about the girl with the long nails.
Technically, it started off, well, I went to first period, and we have to, like, stand on the blacktop, so I was just waiting there. There's only, like, four people in my class, so I was just waiting there, and then the teacher starts calling attendance, and I'm on my phone. I'm texting you guys in the group chat. I'm not really worried about anyone, and then I don't remember her name, but she was like, oh, so-and-so, and she was like, hello, and, like, she touches her hair, and I see her fucking long nails.
What color were they?
They were red and white.
America.
And like the shittiest colored jewels on
them.
Wait,
no, that's Poland.
That's Poland. That's Japan.
Oh, Jordan posted a video in chat.
Yeah, that video. Okay.
And like the moment I saw that shit, I tried so hard not to laugh. Oh my god.
A foot long.
Dude, the video that Jordan posted.
Wait, what is it?
Look at it. Put it in the video.
This video.
It shatters. It's gone.
I've never seen it make such high quality.
It goes. It's gone, dude. It got deleted. Please put it on screen.
I did. I put it.
Oh, man. All right.
I've so seen that, but on that high quality, yeah.
I've never seen that one.
Very I don't know if I should tell the story about how.
That's a good question.
Real life school.
Yeah. Jimena, your story kind of is yours.
I'm trying to draw the foot-long nails on my hand so you get a, to get a
visual representation. Yeah?
Oh, God.
You guys know the first place I'm going to go once I'm vaccinated?
Where's the first place you're going to go?
10.
How are we going to censor Khalil's address? Like, do we just...
Just beep it.
What if we have to leave some of it in?
I kept 10 in the other video.
Yeah, okay. All right.
What other video?
He doesn't know. All right, so what else shall we discuss?
I'm done drawing the representation thingy.
Okay, send it.
I'm going to send it.
We should discuss the modern
bass guitar.
Way
ignore how ugly my something. Hands
are, but oh god.
That reminds me, there was a video of this girl. It was like, how do you open car doors? And this girl with like a fucking 10-foot fucking nails opening a car door, and it was huge. It went down to like the edge of her door. She had like a Grand Cherokee. It went down to the nails went down from the fucking knob of the door on the car, right, all the way down to the end of the door, like where the outline is. It is
what?
And they were like all these weird colors, like
why do
cute
people
green
do that?
it looked like a Splatoon character if like they had like designed their nails. It was disgusting. It really was not good.
So it was like a green and pink. So your favorite colors?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, green and pink. But it was like a really ugly green and pink, though. It was like it did not fit in at all.
Green and
nails.
Like
my
yeah, basically
my step aunt
almost
has,
red.
My step aunt has nails like that so bad that she can't even like type on her phone.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Like, how do people like that type on their phone with like even like the
nails? How do people like that nails?
They use the tip of their nails.
Like a little finger pads. Like your little, like where your fingerprints are, that's what you use. Because I have nails.
The thing is that they're so long that they like prevent her from touching her screen with her fingernails or like her fingers.
Oh, I used to just sometimes when I couldn't touch my screen, I would use my knuckles, and I'd get really good at typing with my knuckles.
My God,
yeah,
that's such a niche.
I do that when I'm like eating chips and shit.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Did I tell you about the...
My knuckle.
Every viewer, please go to Khalil's house.
Please don't go to my house.
Yeah, no. Leave him a package, preferably with a pipe bomb inside of it that's like motion activated whenever the box opens.
I don't think I'd like that.
Yeah, can you send him a really claymore, please? Please send him a fully activated claymore that somehow gets passed.
Khalil, it's going to be like the VR game, but in real life.
Can you guys?
Awesome. Yeah, Khalil could finally...
Wait, could I tell the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. But
we'll see when you're telling it if it should get cut.
So we were driving around like a crummier part of Detroit, and my mom just started looking around and she saw like the classic thing you see in Detroit, you know, like crackheads and shit like that. And she said, "If you dare honk your horn here or honk my horn, you will definitely get shot." And that's like my earliest memory of driving around Detroit. And I remember, like, she just stated that if you honk your horn in, like, a place, just and the majority of them, they weren't really, like, crackheads. They were just, like, people that are really old, and they didn't know how to walk anymore.
That's just Detroit.
That's just Detroit. And they're just, like, some people just, like, hanging around and stuff like that, like, getting pizza and stuff like that. And she looked in there and just, like, scoffed at everything she saw.
I know.
And then she said, "I won't honk my horn because I don't want to get shot."
I remember the first time I saw a black person. I was old enough to speak, and I looked at my mom and like yelled out the window, "Why is that woman's skin so dark?"
Alex did that.
Oh, no.
We were at the DMV, and there was this guy. He was disabled, like something.
Oh, it's a DMV, so you're stuck there too.
He was like a burn survivor or something. Oh, I don't remember. No. Alex went up to him. We weren't paying attention because we were waiting in line. And Alex went up to him and was like, "What's wrong with your face?" And that's when I had realized what he had done, because I was looking for him, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." He was like 5'4". I don't know. I apologize so many times. And the guy was like, "No, it's okay. It happens all the time. Don't worry."
Jordan wants to
talk.
Oh, Jordan, you want to join?
Never mind.
Okay, never mind.
The car story or whatever that Liam told reminded me of when me and Steven were with my dad in the car, and then someone rear-ended us, and we had, like, run the back, what? And then we just, like, it kind of, like, bumped
like, boom, a little. Boom.
Yeah, and then from that point on, me and Steven would just, like, make jokes about like, getting hit, like if we were in a car. It'd be so funny. And that's what it
reminded me. Can I confess?
Yeah, you can confess something, Jay.
Okay. So when I was little, I was in the backseat with my brother, and my older brother had just gotten in a car, and he was driving us to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the way there, he wasn't paying much attention, and my mom said, "Brake, brake, brake," and my brother like braked really fast, but like it was still like a little bit going, like probably like 5 miles per hour, and it just like bumped the back edge of somebody's truck. And he got out and started walking towards us, and my mom said, "Just go, just go."
Did you brother did a hit and run? Oh my god!
What the fuck?
Oh my god! Wait, Jay, can I tell the story of the Tomodachi Life song that you like used to bring? Can I tell the story?
No,
Jay.
What's the Tomodachi
one? Go ahead, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, I think, I don't remember what grade it was, but in elementary?
Fifth.
Oh, my God. In fifth, I brought my 3DS to school, and I had Tomodachi Life, and in that game, you can make, like, your own songs. And then Jay, he walked up to me, and he was like, "Can I make a song?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And then he made a song to break up with his girlfriend. I think it was like,
"I don't love you anymore,"
something like that. No. It was like the happiest song in the movie.
It's not breaking out.
They used, like,
not doing any work.
Song. Oh my god. Hold on, I want to see if I can find this song.
I never love you.
Hold on.
Oh man.
I'm going to see if I can find it. I'm going to see if I can find the song.
That reminds me. Did
it's evil.
Yeah, that reminds me. Like, do you guys ever bring, like, consoles to school? Like, game consoles and shit? And, like, you get yelled at for doing it? No, like...
I brought my...
DS.
I brought a, like, first-generation DS to school once, and it got confiscated, and I never got it back. And I'm still angry about that.
I think I had
it
the worst out of all of us, and I got my Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got your Switch stolen? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Please tell that story.
Not delay.
Okay. So I brought my Switch to school, and then I guess during lunch, someone snatched it out of my backpack. And then during fourth, it was just like, oh my god. It was just the worst. Like, I don't know. There's just so many emotions.
You were crying, and you were even mad at Steven for some reason.
Wait, what?
I wasn't mad. No, I don't remember. Okay, but yeah. Like, oh god, it was like actual pain. It was.
I remember seeing you in Miss, and you had like your head down, like the entire time.
Yeah, it just sucked. I had to tell my mom. There was no way I wasn't.
Oh man.
And then I told her, and then I was
accidentally invited you to a server. How did I do?
Yeah, that's
good.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. Oh, sorry.
Fuck, my Mac wasn't charging.
Sorry, Jay. But I don't remember it. I can't remember exactly what I said to my mom, but I knew she was like mad, but she was glad that I had told her. And then for like a couple months, I didn't have a Switch until I don't know. I don't remember how many months, but like 7 months, and then I had a Switch again, and I was just like super happy. And
yeah, I remember why. I remember while you had this, didn't have a Switch, but we had your account on our Switch, you changed the name to I Will Find You.
Yeah, because they changed it to, like, a blue background and the, like, New Super Mario Wii picture of Mario just staring, and it said, do not delete.
Yeah, the person who stole it changed my name on the Switch, and since Steven has my account, we could see it. and then when we noticed, I changed it to what Steven said, I will find you.
And, I'm looking for the render.
And the photo was like Link with the Wind Waker, the Toon Link.
I think. No. I think we kept it as like just the Mario
staring. It was this Mario I'm gonna send in the chat.
Okay.
I don't know why.
It was this exact Mario, this scary Mario.
Yeah, it was. Oh god. Yeah.
Yeah, just that photo.
And it was behind like a light blue background, and it said, do not delete.
I remember something that kind of reminds me of the Switch gives you stolen story. I was playing Kirby's Epic Yarn on Wii, and my mom walked into the attic where the Wii was, unplugged it, and sold it instantly.
Oh my god.
What?
I was in the middle of Kirby's Epic Yarn. I was fighting the giant fire chicken, and I was having so much fun.
Wait, like, you were still playing it while she, like, went up there and took it?
Just unplugged it, yet.
Yeah. Yeah, just unplugged it and sold it. She did the same thing with the Xbox. I was playing Lego Star Wars 3.
Speaking of losing Switches...
I found this song.
My mom had a Switch, and she let me use it to play Breath of the Wild. And, like an idiot, I put on the Joy-Cons backwards and upside down.
Oh, no, the Switch!
Yeah, and then that Switch was never usable again because we couldn't get it off.
Oh, no.
Wait, what happened?
You had to buy a new one.
I'm
serious.
He put the Joy-Con strap on the wrong Joy-Con.
Oh, no.
That's what I did on Christmas with
Alex. Oh, no.
No.
I thought that there was an actual fix for it. Like, I saw there was an actual fix.
Yeah, you could just like pry it,
yeah.
Like with a
yeah,
little.
Yeah, I took it off, but I think that
we got
started
like
trip.
A. We got like.
What's the name of this gonna be?
We got like two things to like pry it apart, and it just wouldn't come off.
Are you sure they weren't
with
like
all our
force?
It just would not come off.
Oh no!
Completely unusable.
I sent the song if you guys want to hear, but just imagine just like a break up lyrics over that. I don't have the song. One, I wish I did.
You could probably. Do you have your 3DS still?
No, but I just don't remember the.
Oh wait, Richard.
Luckily, you, Kolo, you still have your
save. Video unavailable,
which I don't. Yeah. Yeah. Deleted all of it. Thank you.
That's my.
Multiple years gone.
Kolo, your story of your Switch getting stolen reminds me of something that happened, and Liam might recognize one of these stories. But I have two pretty short stories. One time, I was shitting in my school, and I had my old ass iPhone 5C.
Oh, yep, I know the story.
Well, you know both of them. You know both. And and then I leave it on like the little toilet paper dispenser, and I realize like 2 hours later, like, oh shit, like I don't have my phone, because I didn't check it consistently during the school day, because like my school was pretty strict on phones, as most schools are, and so I have to go down to the principal's office at the end of the day. It's like 3 hours passed since I lost my phone. And then they're like, oh, so why did you have your phone out? Like literally in that attitude. Oh. And I said, oh, well, I don't have pockets in these pants, but they could see the pockets. Like, really, I had to like put my phone on the little dispenser there, because you know my pockets were they couldn't fit. You know, I don't have much pockets. I'm like, oh, okay, and then let me have one. Second story, I was so yeah, they gave me the phone back. But second story. We were at the Spring Talent Show. Very good memories made that day. Me, Liam, Cash, and Caden and Caleb were sitting next to each other. Alex, too, I think. And you were there, right, Liam?
Which Alex was
that? Alex.
I think I was.
You were there, because I remember you went back with me at the end. But it was the one that what we always hung out with. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about there, right?
I think I do. I just don't remember his name.
The one that plays Isaac all the time. The one that plays like Binding of Isaac all the time. Still, that one.
That might have been Miles.
That was not Miles. No, it was Alex. I know that for a fact.
Like Alzheimer's.
We're all sitting together, and then I was wearing, in fact, the same actually like the I think the same. Not the same pants I'm wearing right now, but like really similar ones where the pockets are super open, so that if you sit down, my unprotected Galaxy S7 could just like fly out at the time. You know, that was my phone, so it slipped out my back pocket, and this auditorium is filled with like 500 kids, the entire damn school, sixth through eighth grade.
Grade to the school, by the way,
and the fifth grade too. But this was before that happened, and So
was it like silent luckily, in the auditorium?
It wasn't, no, there were like a ton of people chatting and talking, and it was like at the end was when I realized, when everything had been said and done, my phone was gone. I was literally walking out the school, and they somehow left the auditorium doors open like 15 minutes after school, and I rushed back in, nobody took my phone somehow, and I just got it in the end. There were like at least like 6 rows of people behind me that could very well see my phone just on the floor, and knowing the shit-eating kids at that school a lot of the time, you know, probably just take it, steal it, like sell it on eBay or something. Well, that's not to his name out, yeah. But yeah, I guess so.
Wait, Humana, can I just say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I threw a piece of ham at a vegan kid there once.
I shit myself in first grade. Okay.
That's awesome. Good job. Okay.
Good job. We're proud of you, man. Thanks for coming out of the closet. Jimena, go ahead. Continue.
Oh, my God. Okay, this also happened.
Just down and whispered, shut the fuck up again.
Oh, my God. This also happened in the auditorium. It was seventh grade. What do you call it? I was hanging out with my old friend. I was hanging out with, like, a bunch of other people, too. And it was, like, a rain. No, it wasn't a rainy day. It was, like, a normal day. But I was, like, drawing in class. I don't remember what I was. Not in class. In the auditorium. And I don't remember why. But I took out my big-ass pencil case. And that pencil case had over, like, 30 lead pencils.
Did it fall?
Everything fell out.
A bunch of erasers. A bunch of lead containers, like, ranging from lead 0.7 to, like, 0.9, 0.5. All of that. And I don't know what happened. When I checked my bag, it wasn't there anymore. And I was like, but when I had realized it had already been like 30 minutes after school, And I was like, oh no. And I ran back to school. And I told the teacher I accidentally like left something here. And she was already starting her like other class, like after school class. Oh, and I was no. like, can I check? And she was like, okay, check. And I was like trying to run through people and stuff. I didn't end up finding it. I totally lost all that. It was like $40 worth of stuff in there. And yeah, I was like crying. I was like hysterics. Cause like my parents never buy me shit like that, but they bought me that stuff for like middle school. Cause I was like, oh, I'm starting a new year. You know, I'm growing up and shit. Yeah. And I never got it back. And I was so sad.
That's actually sad.
And apart from that, I spent like 2 hours labeling all my stuff with my
name. Oh my God.
Every single thing had my name on it. The erasers, the markers, dude. Everything had it. It was written in like the metallic Sharpies. I never got them. And I had Sharpies in there. And I had a little stapler and a bunch of little staple things, just of staple refills. It was like everything you need for a stationery. Yeah. Every single thing. I had it. It's gone.
That just pisses me off. I don't know why, but this reminds me, speaking of being pissed off, this reminds me of a story back and forth.
Oh no.
Used to walk home with this one kid, and his name was you can censor that out, but I just want to know, fuck you, you asshole. I was walking home this one time with him, and I stepped on a rock unevenly, so I was like about to fall over, and I just screamed fuck, and he told the principal, he told his mom, and apparently I offended him.
His mom?
Apparently I offended him and God.
God.
That's exactly what he said to the principal.
Eric speaks for God.
Yeah, apparently. And
fuck
like
him.
I got in so much fucking trouble. Like that didn't go away for the year, and then he decided to leave the school because I said fuck once. He just left and then
school?
I got so much shit for that in like 5th grade and 6th grade, like people saying
leave.
Like yeah stuff like that, and apparently he moved back to like fucking West Virginia he was a chicken farmer too, and he was just as racist as my mom.
Chicken farmer.
Yeah, apparently
he was racist, but he got on you for saying just fuck.
You dodged a huge bullet there though. Like granted.
Yeah, I was once his friend, and I went into his house all the time, and he just have like odd obscure objects of like paintings of chickens and sculptures of chickens and shit. I'm not lying about this. Yeah, for real.
It's like people who have a cow themed house for no reason.
Yeah, they have like a whole room dedicated to like a fucking giraffe or something.
Little tiny cows and shit.
I guess he had a reason because he was a chicken farmer, but still. It was retarded.
I remember in like 3rd grade, we had this like day to celebrate Judaism because one of our students in the class was Jewish. And like later that year, we went to the nearby park, and I went up to him. This is like the type of guy to have a shaved head and like wear like sweater vests and stuff, and. I went up to him and I asked, "What's it like being Jewish?"
What did he say?
Oh, that reminds me of a story that I.
he said it's pretty cool. That's it. And I never talked to him again. That was the only time I ever talked to him.
That reminds me of a story that I told like a week ago.
He did.
I was walking around yelling the Bible at people, and I walked up to I was doing it for fun and stuff like that, and people were laughing and everything. And then I started yelling it at this one kid, and nobody really likes him. And I got to, like, the, God is light and light is God, like, first verses, and he said, I'm Jewish! And I just said, fuck. I panicked so hard. I ran away from the situation, and he didn't tell anybody.
Oh my god.
Remember, remember how Jay said that they would like celebrate shit just because like there was like one person of that specific religion? My school would like completely ignore them, and when we would celebrate stuff like Christmas, they would send them to like the lunchroom and just
sit
there by themselves.
Play
board games or something.
Yeah, that's what they did. Like they're like, we're gonna be celebrating Halloween, and if you don't sell it, we can go to Miss That's like always how it was, and it was always this one kid that would just be like, oh, I don't celebrate. And then they have to go to the entire other classroom where like everyone ate candy and shit.
Yeah, like what do you call it? They did that for Easter, Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day, and like
Valentine's Day was so sad.
It's because we have these kids who were like Jehovah's Witnesses, I think, and like apparently I was talking to her because I didn't fucking know what that was. I never heard of it, and I was like, "What is that?" She's like, "Oh, we don't celebrate anything, not even our birthdays." I'm like, "Bitch,
oh my god,
okay."
Yeah,
it's just sad.
We just like got sent away every time we had to do something.
That reminds me. That fucking reminds me. There's this one kid that sat out Christmas this one year in middle school, right, and in sixth grade, right. He sits out Christmas, and we're just watching a movie in that class. So he's like, actually, we can't watch this Christmas movie. I don't do Christmas. I'm very sorry. And the teacher's like, okay. Then prints out fucking paperwork for him to do the entire class and moves him to the hallway.
No.
Yeah, that's what happened. And I had the next class with the kid, too. He said he didn't celebrate Christmas. I had to do the same exact thing. And apparently he got like the same paper. He got the same paper from the printer. I, like, looked over. It was, like, some math worksheet on, like, decimals or whatever, despite them being two different classes. Yeah, it was the worst.
It was back in third grade, and I was friends with, like, the so-called popular kid. And he would just make, like, random sounds in the middle of class. like you know the sounds that the Transformers make when they transform into, like, their human form?
Oh,
no.
Like,
he'd make those noises out in, like, the middle of class. And then he'd always pin it on me, and, like, third grade me would just cry. I don't know why, but I would just cry. I was, like, a little pussy back then. So he'd be like, and the teacher would be like, who did that? And he'd say, that was Liam, and I'd just cry. That's all I would do. I was a stupid-ass third grader, and I didn't stick up for myself, and I just cried. That's all that happened. Wait, I don't know why, but I just remembered that story.
Speaking of kids making noises.
Did we have the same third grade teacher?
What was it, third grade teacher?
What?
Miss.
What?
Oh, yeah, I know that one. What did you say? You cut out.
In third grade, a series of miscommunications and coincidences led to that teacher thinking I wanted to fuck her.
Which teacher?
Miss.
Was she hot?
It's Deutsch. No, I didn't have her.
Wait,
I think I had someone else.
In third grade, your teacher thought you wanted to rape her.
Well, where did rape come from?
We have a viewer. Hi. What an amazing time to join on. I'm so sorry.
I remember, like, in the beginning of the like, every year, I would say, I love you to my teacher, like, at the first day of school, because I was weird, and,
You were just a nice little...
I told her I loved her, and she was like, you love me? Like, she sounded like that, and I was like, yeah, and that was the year I realized, oh, this is weird, and I should stop doing that, and then, a few weeks later in the year... I think, do you remember those ads with the camel where the camel say it's hump day?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Geico.
Well, it was Wednesday.
Did you call your teacher?
And I walked up to her and I said, Miss Deutsch, you know what day it is? And she said, no, what day? Oh. And I said, it's hump day. And she said, you want hump me?
What,
you cut out.
But I think I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said, you want to hump me?
Oh my god.
And this is third grade. Like, yeah.
third grade, yeah.
Called my teacher mom, now she thinks I'm gonna suck her tits.
What happened after?
I was like, no, I said it's hump day. She's like, oh.
Oh my god. That was unheard.
I'm so sorry to that teacher. I didn't wanna fuck you.
She's watching it now. She's gonna be crying.
Did you say those exact words?
Like, you don't want to fuck.
No.
Did you ever tell her that you didn't want to
fuck? Oh, God. Wait. Oh, have you? So, wait. Real quick. Have you guys ever had those things where it's like you have to stay quiet because it's like for like 1 minute because it's 9/11 day or whatever?
Oh no!
Yeah. Uh huh.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just asking. Okay. Has anyone had that person who was just like who like screamed or something? Oh
no! Yeah. Screamed.
Yeah. Okay. I had worse. Oh, I had a person in my class consistently every year would like make fart noises in the
oh my god!
No! Wait. I was so mad at him.
Like, just like everyone. I thought Jay left because I was just looking at his icon or whatever. So it would just be like, everyone, please stay quiet. We have to commemorate lives lost. Please. We have to commemorate the lives lost during 9/11. Let's all keep quiet. Jordan, like, stop! Everyone keep quiet.
Anyway, that reminds me of, there was a story of during 9/11 day. They were like these, okay, this like came back into my mind. Wait,
oh, God.
Okay, so, during the like 9/11, right? They're like, please be silent for like 15 minutes or whatever. That's how they make us do it. Wait, in that school. 15? It was really long. Yeah, they made us do it for really long. And it was like
it's impossible.
Well, no, not stay silent, but like stay silent and like watch a video on like why like 9/11, whatever. Okay. Be like 15 minutes, dedicate 15 minutes to being silent and learning about 9/11, right? And these like girls were talking here in the middle of it, like whispering to each other. And so they start whispering. And it's like 3 minutes in, the teacher, you can see the teacher visibly getting annoyed, and he goes to like say shh, like do a little hand thing to these two girls, and then it keeps going on for a few minutes, and they're like in the middle of like the broadcast for that day, like before it happened, like showing like, oh, look at how calm these people were, you know, this is a national tragedy, and they start giggling, and then like he pauses the video, he starts yelling like, girls, please be quiet! We are learning about a tragedy! and then just look at him with like the most scared and shocked expressions, and they look at each other and they just go away. It was a fun day. It was a fun moment.
I remember I remember in Mr. class, he was like showing some action movie, and it began with like someone going in an ambulance or something. And this girl was like, wow, you died, congratulations. And then I started clapping, and then the whole class just started clapping.
Anyway, Nathan told me a story, because he can't be here today, unfortunately. He's eating McDonald's. Nathan told me a story.
What an asshole.
What? He's just enjoying his dinner. He's just enjoying his dinner. You're over here making fun of you. Hi, Nathan.
Being on the podcast.
No, we miss you. You've been like basically a permanent guest for like 2 episodes. So, basically... shit. So Nathan tells me this story, and I have my door open. My sister's behind me right now, my baby sister, so I can't go into the profanity that he used. But this dude drops a few, this like black dude, you could hear like through his voice, he was trying to sound that way. I believe somebody recorded it and sent it to me. He was like literally trying to sound like a gangster, probably like some white kid making a voice. But like, he starts yelling the F word, the B word, and the N bomb, sort of the teacher, and being like, F this class, I hate everything. And he's like, F. F everybody, you know, in the middle of class. And then this teacher has like the most shocked expression on her face, apparently, like, and then ends the meeting. That's like what I got told from Nathan and a few other people. So Nathan, if there's any fuzziness, then you know.
Dude, one time in Zoom, we were doing like this announcement thing, and like everybody in the school was there, and for some reason they didn't like have the right security because one of the students started screen sharing like two guys hanging a black girl, and they just ended the meeting after that.
Oh my god.
Oh no,
that's
yeah, like, what's wrong with you, what's wrong with your school, what's
that's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't
There's been so many. So, oh, sorry. Go, Liam.
21.
He's not.
Gintian, do you remember Miss?
I do very well. Yes.
Well, she started talking to me again.
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember that one kid that we thought was the other person, and we said, "Sell me your mother, sell me your wife," and we just started saying that to him, and he said, "Are you making fun of me?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
And she said, "Did you really mean that to do that to that autistic child?"
Oh, no.
She didn't believe me. She didn't believe me, and she sent me back down to the counselor. She sent me down to the counselor because of that. Because I said no to something I didn't do. You were the one that said, "Sell me a wife, sell me a grandmother, so send me."
That wasn't me.
And she sent me down to the... That happened 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
She sent me down to the counselor's office before because of it.
Listen, Mrs. That's her name, please. Very nice soul. Great person to me, at least. I think she really hated you, Liam. She did not like you at all.
She hated me because I only talked to people.
Because there are bitter reasons why I could think, but it's like nothing to justify how mean she was to you. Other than that, she's probably like one of my favorite teachers.
I don't know.
Can I
address a quick controversy real quick?
No.
It's not real.
Go ahead, and we'll see.
This podcast is titled the Chinese Takeout Podcast.
Yeah.
Yet one of your hosts has never had Chinese takeout.
What? We both have had Chinese takeout.
Yeah. What?
You said you didn't.
No, I just said I don't really like it.
I very much like Chinese takeout.
Why would you name?
And I'm the one that came up with the name.
Yeah. Today I thought it was a cool name, and I thought it was cool too.
It's a cool name, yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
You got something wrong with
the Chinese takeout, my guy?
Yeah, I researched to see if there was like... any existing acts known as it, and there was none. So
yeah.
There is another Chinese takeout podcast. Can we get them on this one?
Yeah, if you're listening to this, Emily, who made the other Chinese takeout podcast, can you please contact us?
Can you
just
please delete it?
Actually, I should probably go listen to that.
Hey, can you podcast? Have you?
Let's merge our podcasts.
Yeah. No.
My mom, she's starting to think she's a great cook now that she's actually starting to cook like once
every week.
Yeah, but
what about what she cooked today?
Lovely meal.
Campbell's chunky tomato soup over chicken breasts and put it on toast and said it was a taco.
So
it wasn't even a taco.
She recommended I put a slice of American cheese, a Kraft single,
It's disgusting.
I took a bite of it, and I took a bite of it, and I had to finish it in front of her because she was watching me. Before I walked down here, I made sure to touch my uvula because I didn't trust that in my system at all.
Okay, fuck me, One Piece, and fuck whatever the hell that was.
My mom is an alright cook. She cooks like pretty good meals, but lately she's been trying Japanese foods and they're just not.
Oh god,
not at all. I don't know how to tell her.
Just say, "Mom, your food is shit." Thank you.
Just tell her, like, please get better, at least.
I can't tell
the one video of, like, the slab of can on a plate, and it's like, white people be like, "Call me Gordon."
Yeah. I referenced that in the second episode.
Like on Instagram.
Anyone else?
If I
really...
My mom has bad cooking.
Really, what?
I will be, one, disowned. Two, I won't be going to high school because she can control that for some reason. And three... Non-living.
I could control me not going to high school.
Like, she is the person that would kill somebody about that.
I know there's a story where when I was like, I don't know, 5 or 6, where I shoved not even 5 or 6, probably like 3 or 4, where I shoved a seed up my nose. I don't know. This is what my mom told me.
Oh, did it go through?
Did it grow out?
Like a leg of it or the entire
thing? Let me tell you the story. I guess from what my mom has said that she, I had a seed and she was like, "Don't do anything with seed." And I was like, "Okay." And then when I said, "Okay, whatever." And then I guess I shoved it in my nose, and my mom was like freaking out, and she was like, "Why did you do that?" It was like halfway up there. It was like halfway.
Oh my god! Like, how did you do that?
I don't know. I don't know. And then so my mom was just like freaking out, and then my grandpa comes, and then he sees, and he like. And then he like pushes it out. I don't even know how. But he like takes
it
out.
What?
He like squeezes your head open.
No, 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 no. Like he pushes it down, like through my nose hole, and it just pops out like nothing. And it was just oh my god.
What the fuck?
Imagine how much that would have hurt if you were like your age now.
No, yeah, exactly.
That reminds me. You continue, but yeah, one second.
No, no, no. That's it.
What about so? Is it the kid who swallowed a whole lemon?
Yeah, same kid actually, or either his brother or same kid.
tell the oldest story first.
Okay, well, so we're at Red Robins and I'm in California, where you know, and everybody here in this call except Liam Land, and so I'm over there.
Hello.
We're at Red Robin. We were waiting for like I think like 30 minutes at this point. It was a super busy like Friday. It was a couple of years ago, and my cousin is only a few years old at this point, very young. Maybe even like one or two, maybe. I don't even know, but it's a bit hazy. He ate a lemon as a joke. We gave him a lemon because he's being a brat, and he's like yelling like, "Give me this, give me that," and he's like yelling for his food and stuff, and he's not being too nice. He eats an entire goddamn lemon, seeds and everything.
Oh my god!
And we have to take out the seeds manually, then give it to him, and then he asks for more. He asks for more lemon, and then we give him more lemon, and then he just devours the entire thing. This little 1 or 2 year old kid, just like chugging lemons. he had maybe like three before the food arrived because it didn't. Not as a nurse, it doesn't hurt him at that age that much citrus intake, luckily. And it was like one of those little dieting water lemons, so it was like that. We had the waiter give us a whole lemon for them to eat. A few.
Hello, can we get an entire lemon, please?
Basically, and it was like on a super busy day.
I don't
and the
know.
Second
why...
story. Oh yeah, continue.
No. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh yeah, little bitch. Okay. Anyway, second story is.
Oh shit.
oh, it's going down.
It's going second... down in episode 3 of the.
I forget the name. So anyway, we have my either him. That was loud. Either him or his brother shoves a whole ass gummy bear up his nose in the middle of his two nostrils. It's lodged between the two. I don't know how it got up there without like there's some bone that it intruded and got stuck in there. Yeah, but anyway, huge ass gummy bear there. It's stretching out his nose. He goes to the ER to get it out.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And it's Jesus. Just, it's in between his two nostrils, and he can only breathe through his mouth.
That just sounds like it hurt.
That probably very much did hurt. I think got stuck in the area. You know when you have a bloody nose and you're like pinching up there and like the very
I know what
top
that
of your nose.
Feels like.
I think it was in that area, around like in between the two nostrils, the breathing tubes. Very fun.
I think in Kroger. I don't know if it was or, oh censor that or,
Kroger.
Yeah, Kroger.
I think Steven was like doing a thing or throwing grapes in my mouth so I can catch it.
Wait, throwing what?
You're throwing grapes in my mouth, and I think
it went.
I didn't catch it, and it went down my throat, like, and I started choking on it.
I hit you, like, I hit you in the back of the neck while you're, like, looking down.
That's yeah, like... you he hit me while I was choking on a grave.
No. I didn't know.
I know you didn't know, but, like...
It was a rainy day, right?
Yeah, like, everyone
in the gym.
Was in the gym, and we were just in, like, our own, like, corner or whatever, and I'm just, like, there choking, and he's, like... yeah, he necked at me.
That's what.
And then I think I was like,
the rest of the day.
No, yeah, of course, I was joking, and then you necked me. Oh my god.
If Corona had died, Steven would have been accused of murder.
I remember one time me and Chloe were like, oh, neck him on the way super up. Late. It was like the middle of the morning.
Oh fuck, that's
and I was eating like a bag of Takis or something, fuck. And I started choking on the, like the powder went down my throat, oh. And Chloe yelled, die, bitch!
yeah! Oh my god.
So now
oh.
Every time he chokes, I say, die, bitch.
Yeah.
I think I might have oh. done that during that, during you choking on the grape.
Hold on, wait. Hold on, I'm gonna put Lay in the crate, but I'm gonna say something after. Hold on.
Okay.
Amazing friendship.
Speaking of Gentian's lemon story, one time I was in class, and some kid takes a lemon out of his bag and starts peeling it, and he looks at me and goes, "What time is it?" And I tell him the time, and he sadly says, "Oh," and puts the lemon back into his bag.
What does that mean?
I'm gonna do that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You peel a fucking lemon.
He's going to lemon party. That's it. It's the time.
Wait, are you sure it was a lemon or there's another fruit that looks like a lemon and it's called lima? I think in Spanish. And you can peel those and you eat them.
Are you checking?
No, it was definitely a lemon. Definitely a lemon.
Oh, it's called sweet lime, I think, in like English.
Are you talking about limes?
Are
you talking about kumquats?
You can find them. No. In the store, lemon. You can find them. And my mom bought a few, and she peeled them on. They look super weird.
I'm gonna,
they look exactly like lemons.
I'm gonna go take my dog.
Wait, I remember a story related to lemons as well.
Okay, so. Oh, what?
Who left? Somebody left.
Kala left because he had to go take his dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember a story that revolves around dogs and lemons.
Oh. Dogs so, eating whole lemons?
Not a whole lemon. So, I have a tiny Pomeranian. If you're on YouTube, here's the picture for it. And that's true. We took her to a Mariano's, which is basically like... And we had like her in like a little pack. We took her to like we took her to Mariano's, which is basically a Chicago Kroger. And the cashier thought it'd be a good idea. She pulled out like a pocket knife and cut up a lemon and gave it to her dog. And right when she sniffed it, she started growling. And the cashier thought the dog was wrong, so she just threw the lemon at my dog and quit.
What the fuck?
She quit.
Yeah, she threw the lemon, and then she said, "I quit." Those were her exact words.
She apparently the dog and said, "I quit."
Where do you live?
Died that night.
Chicago. She like whipped it at the dog and said, "I quit." And I didn't know what was happening. It was like a fever dream. But like, who would throw a lemon at my Pomeranian? Yeah, at a Kroger place as well. Like. Who would throw something at my little tiny Pomeranian? And she was like only like 2 months old at this time. And
oh, she was a baby.
I don't know what to say to that.
That's evil.
Where do people act like that?
Chicago and Detroit.
Maybe Los Angeles. I don't know.
Most likely Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay, remember how we were talking about shit getting shoved up people's noses?
Yeah.
Okay, that reminded me of my mom told me this. She said that when my uncle still used to live here, now he lives in North Carolina, and I haven't seen him in like 8 years. But what do you call it? When I was like around five, not even when it was, I was smaller, when I was like two or three, I was like barely eating, starting to eat shit, like more hard shit, I guess. I don't know. But he was eating ramen noodles. And the thing is that they're joking around and shit. And he ended up laughing too hard, and it came out of his nose. It was just hanging there. And then she says that I grabbed it from his nose and ate it.
No, you didn't.
Did I have eaten
you,
it?
You didn't. You didn't.
Know about why would
you?
You
didn't.
You
didn't. Say you didn't. Please.
I was like
say
three or two.
Oh my god.
Please hike right now.
Okay. Do you want to hear a story about my mom?
Sure.
Well, there's a...
Just wait. Just for future reference, if any lawyers are listening to this, we all hate her.
Yeah, if there's court people listening, his mom neglects him very much.
She should be charged with child neglect. Send help.
Yes, please let him live with his mother. And if you're
let him live with his dad.
I mean, let him live with his dad. Yeah. Okay, shut up. Please let him live with his dad. Let him live with his dad, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Recorded, it was in April of 2021.
April of 2021, April 13th. Tomorrow's April 14th.
Yes.
You guys are really nice.
At 5:03
Pacific
PM.
8:03 PM Eastern Standard.
Okay. I'm gonna tell the story if you're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I failed.
You cut out the whole time.
Yeah, really bad.
Super, like.
Okay. All we heard was so, and then you just cut out.
Yeah, and then you just cut out.
So I was in like fourth grade and I failed this math test and I got super scared, so I threw it out. And apparently I needed a signature on it in order to get like partial credit for it, and I didn't turn it in, so the teacher was suspicious. And I told her, oh yeah, I threw it out, and I regret doing that because she called my mom and I lost chair, hat, jacket, and food privileges for about 2 weeks.
Oh my god.
Jesus, fuck, man.
Khalil is back. Welcome, Khalil.
Fuck, like, hello. Any parent or guardian that does it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello. Again, please, if there's any, like, legal person helping that can help out Liam, like, actually, please do contact us. We have a contact page. I'm sure today I will link it in the description.
We have, like, a contact email in the YouTube about page or something.
Wait, give me updated. Yeah. Give me updated. What happened?
And we are all minors. I feel I should add that. We're all minors.
Oh, yeah, we're all minors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just for
including Liam.
Year, so. Yeah.
Just for any parents watching, don't hit your kid. There are other ways to punish them. Just don't do it.
Please, thank you.
Yeah. Don't, like, literally starve them and neglect them and shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure all of us have, good parents except Liam, though. I'd like to clarify that for any legal purpose.
What is the definition of good, actually? I want to, set a really, good thing. What is good?
Well, of course, them actually caring for you and giving you food every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't hit your kid and don't neglect them and don't,
I don't know, because, that kind of bounces around on my terms, because my mom doesn't starve me, but at the same time, I'm not saying she doesn't beat me. I'm just saying she doesn't starve.
Take care of the kids.
She's not crazy.
With me, she doesn't hit me. With me, she doesn't hit me, and I think she knows that I'm stronger than her now.
That's a probably.
Make your kid feel comfortable with telling you things.
Everything.
Problems.
Yeah. Strict parents create sneaky kids. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. I don't feel safe. Almost anywhere I go.
Because of his mom, mind you. He feels safe with his dad. I feel I should clarify that. And Liam, you do feel safe with your dad, yes?
Yes. And yes. This is the only time I actually feel safe in Michigan.
Yeah, talking to us, via online chat. Yes.
Ow,
yes.
I hit my neck.
But that's it for this dark section of the podcast. In case anybody else wants to add anything, that's fine, though.
Do you ever just, look into your old saves and stuff like that? Just, laugh at what you have?
Like photos?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, all the time. Especially since I moved over here, it's been something I've been doing a lot.
The only thing that I have from for the first 6 months of having a computer is Goku with drip. That was my background.
Oh my god.
That was my everything. I had everything based off of this picture.
This was your life at the time.
At the time, I didn't even watch Dragon Ball Z.
You still don't.
I still don't. I'm a weeb in different items, okay? But this was my life for the first amount of time
when you met us.
Yeah. It got a lot better when I met you guys.
Yeah.
We should tell the story about how I actually joined the server, because that was kind of funny.
Sure.
Wait, can I say something?
Yeah, go, Jay. I want to hear.
One time outside of that school that you were talking about, I found this this mannequin that just had.
Oh, I remember that. Mannequin.
Wait, was it just down the side of the street?
It was like near the school. It was like on the grass in the school, and it had girl plastered on the front of it, and it was like a feminine shaped mannequin. So naturally, I picked it up and took it to my grandma's house.
I don't know if I was walking home with you or if I was in the car.
No, we were.
Jay, didn't you have to like walk an insane distance from school?
No, that didn't happen. Tell me that didn't happen.
Mannequin in my arms.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And I just like I set it by a tree. And
it's like metal hanging out and stuff.
If there's metal hanging out, you know how
because like its limbs were like made of metal.
Oh yeah, they're put together with metal and shit.
Yeah.
Somebody definitely fucked that.
Oh, I did.
Jay now has 7 sexually transmitted diseases.
From one mannequin.
You just become AIDS.
Oh, fuck you. Only 4.
Which ones are they? STD reveal, guys.
You are now AIDS.
Can that be the name?
I forgot about this image.
STD reveal.
I got about one word.
I think my cat's peeing in my drawers. No! She was sitting down weird.
Okay.
You better find I hate when you sit down weird because it's always scary.
Yeah, I think she's peeing in my drawers. One time I thought she was sitting down weird, she ended up peeing in a box.
Wait, what?
It's because I was cleaning her litter box, so I left it outside to dry. She was peeing in a cardboard box that she would used to like playing in.
Oh no.
And she peed in it and I felt bad and I had to go check if her litter box was like dry yet because I couldn't put the litter in there when it was wet.
You should tell the story of when me, you, and Alex went into the lake with the river.
Okay, I'm not sure because I don't know if this one's the one that you're talking about, but around where I live now, the moment you go into my city, I guess, you have to cross this bridge, across this lake. It's like a huge lake. It goes on for miles. During the summer, people like to get into floaties, like huge, like 100 people floaties, and just float down the river. And we don't even know where they go. They just float down it for like hours and shit.
They're just gone.
because it's a river. The water's always cold and stuff. But yeah, me and Kalil and Alex had gone to the water because you know that's where we went there.
Alex is a little brother.
Oh yeah, okay, Alex is a little brother. And my mom had like bought floaties. We bought like these little tiny floaties and they were cute.
Oh no.
And Kala and Alex, we were taking turns going in it and we were like pushing each other around and stuff. We're just having fun. And the thing is, Alex wanted to fly away. He like wanted to swim away.
Float,
like,
not fly. Yeah.
He wanted like the current to take him.
Yeah.
And stuff. Because we were tying the floaties to the floaties to each other just to like
get
him to stay. And Kalel was like sitting in it and I was grabbing his legs and I was grabbing Alex and like trying to pull them back. And
it was like a chain. It was like a chain. Like I was grabbing Alex and then it was grabbing me.
Yeah, and the thing is Alex kept like scratching and biting Kalel's hand.
Yeah, and I was so trying to grab
Kalel.
Yeah, because they hurt.
The current took him.
I couldn't.
My brother and he can't swim.
Just imagine someone in a floaty just like chilling and like them drifting away like
yeah and the so current is
he
fast
he wanted to
the no yeah fast like yeah. It's super fast like if you like float there you'll probably be like in like 30 minutes you probably be like 2 miles away or something just like by floating.
Oh my god.
That just sounds terrifying.
And so in that moment, I had to let Kalo go, and I had to try to go swim and get
him. I went too.
Got all these troubles with Alex. You should just not let him do this stuff.
We told him if he did it again, we would pop his floaty.
If he did it again, just keep him away from there.
Oh, and then me and Nima played this game where whoever would... Lose
we
rock,
would rock
paper,
scissors.
Scissors. Yeah,
we have to go in deeper into the lake.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No.
The thing is that it was different because when Kalel took like 4 steps in, it would be by his like waist, and when I took 4 steps in, it would be by my shoulders.
Yeah.
So I would run like faster.
Yeah, and
it sucked.
it was like, and I kept losing, so I had to keep going deeper in. Like, he went, it was like completely
why
blind.
Would you do that?
It was a game, and then
you're just endangering yourself.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
Whoever would also get stronger in the middle. So if we got close to the middle, it would take us more.
Why did you do that to you? You did that to yourself.
You lose when you give up.
I was having fun with my boyfriend.
Dies, bro.
You lose when you give up. Like when you can't take it anymore, you have
or when you die.
Forfeit.
Ah, yes.
When you die,
yes.
Float away.
This game I like.
Fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was fun. But yeah.
Right now the river smells like dead salmon because that's where they breed. And they die. Yeah.
Yeah, salmon when they breed. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Gentian.
Cool. Yeah, what?
You're aware that we've been recording for like 2 hours, right?
No, it's been like almost an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's been like an hour and a half.
Wait, really?
Why does this feel like so long?
Well, it's like, it's already like super long.
Yeah. So?
It feels like 20 minutes for me.
You got a problem?
Yeah, it felt like 6 minutes for me.
Yeah.
So, we could keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Right now, I'm like, during this, I've been cleaning and organizing my closet, and I already finished.
Now you're just looking for more
shit. I had to jump a lot. I had to, like, jump a lot to put my pants on the top drawer.
Now is the time you need to organize yourself with your
mind. Yeah, because my mom was getting mad at me. She was coming into the room screaming. I don't know if you heard.
I think I heard.
She'd be like, clean your room, move your hands, and talk. It's like, okay.
Are you just looking for shit to organize now?
No, I still have like a little small pile here. Like of socks and stuff. Oh no, my book!
What?
My table! Oh no! That washing machine broke it!
Can we name the episode Nice Address?
Yeah, can we name the... No, just name the episode 10. Avenue.
Wait, yeah.
Name the episode 10 asterisk.
I thought the name was gonna be STD reveal.
Yeah.
No, do STD reveal at 10.
Come to my house.
Come on.
When Chinese takeout becomes a huge ass thing, they're just gonna go looking for Kalel's house.
Yeah. No, please.
It's gonna be Kalel's grandparents just there confused as how like 3 million people are at their house. So sad.
How many views does the Chinese Takeout podcast get?
Zero.
Three.
Two.
I'm gonna
what are the answers? Anybody
you guys don't have to view this because now you're a part of it.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
still gonna
I feel like I'm sitting because I watch your podcast.
I always watch him after to see if I'm really cringy or not and see if I should actually go back on.
I'm actually gonna totally hate myself because of my voice.
Oh, okay, then I won't.
I'm definitely watching this.
Wait, oh my god, okay, cast on Chinese. Oh my god,
oh my god, leave.
Oh my god, ow, fuck.
What when they see my name, they're just leaving. If my name gets mentioned, they're just leaving. That's just facts. Oh, every time my parents argue, I do Paris.
Don't let him in.
Don't let him in. You sound like an idiot.
Oh my god.
Oh!
Are you good?
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm fucking bleeding.
What?
What did you do?
Oh my god. Oh, are you okay? Oh my god.
Stop doing it if you make you please. You know, if you keep doing it, you deserve
it. What the fuck?
Just stop, please. I can hear it.
The Chinese Takeout podcast does not support abuse. I was gonna.
We'll be right back after these messages.
For $1.
I am not gay, mom.
Fuck my legs right now.
Oh god, I wonder what'll happen if I come out to my mom.
Don't. Not until you're safe. Not until you're of age. Literally.
Wait. Well, I'm just either. I'm just A, but is that?
But still, no one's gonna understand, especially your mom.
Your ace.
I'm A. I don't feel attraction to anybody.
Feel attraction to A.
Yeah, I'm only into A's. I'm sorry. Are you an A?
No, wait, I don't know why my head is negative. Automatically translating to, are you an asshole?
Guys, I'm H2O, guys. Just to let you know.
Boom!
Y'all, I'm ADHD, bro.
Bro, you're an HD? You know that?
I'm Google.
How do you get
I'm
my Google. Xbox 360? Oh! Google will now be in HD.
My little toy so it can stand up on its side.
Hey,
like that
listeners.
Why do I remember that?
Podcast, listen. Can we all make a really funny, it'll be really funny, make a funny loud noise, guys.
Yeah, guys. Let's keep it up.
Wait, you sounded like that one guy that was laughing. That sound, he reminds me of a fish for some reason.
Let's keep it up, guys.
I think we should stop now.
I can't make it. Please.
Yes,
yeah, everybody. Thanks for watching 10 Avenue of the Show. Really appreciate it. Hope you all have a nice evening or afternoon or noon.
Please do
to a buffer.
Watch. We need all the listeners.
The actual podcast is going to pop up.
Remember to eat mayonnaise without pizza.
Don't do that.
Just eat mayonnaise from the jar. Eat mayonnaise from the jar.
Make sure to head over to 10 Avenue if you like STD testing.
And if you would like to contract an STD, also head to
Make sure to do this when you reach this address. Hey, Filipino, is this you, bitch?
Remember to bring a gun, and find his entire
Make
family.
Make sure it's loaded.
Hold them hostage, and then hold Khalil in an abandoned park in the middle of New Mexico.
New Mexico can't be in old Mexico.
This is a joke for legal reasons. This is a joke. We are all joking.
For legal reasons, please kill Khalil Ken.
Please, he is too expensive.
If there's a lawyer watching this video for Liam's mom, yeah,
please.
To get him out of Liam. You can ignore
like, Liam's the rest of this. We're not gonna
ignore the rest
about,
of this. Yeah.
We're not gonna talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
Don't listen to this part.
Don't listen to this part. Cover your ears, please. The adults are talking. Thank you.
The popular stroke song. That's how you should end every podcast, just by saying no.
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 No, I feel like we should end it like...
Yes!
If there was a lawyer...
Like, both of those together. Both.
Captain Falcon, yes. It was the Captain Falcon, yes.
Yes!
Yes!
Can we just end it with, like, Captain
Come
Falcon,
on!
Though?
Let's
go! Yes.
Say what?
Say, oh my!
Come
god.
On!
Oh my
come
god!
On.
I remember it. I remember
it. Oh my god! That's perfect. That's so perfect.
What you is? You should be a voice actor.
No.
Hey, you should work for Jack Black.
Oh, dude! Show me your boobs.
Show me your boobs. The appeal has been lost. There's no hope. There's no joy anymore.
Thank you, Jay, for allowing me to be.
Warning. This is a Sega CD disc.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, we really like to thank Jay for hosting the podcast.
Thank you.
Make sure to subscribe to Butterboy TA
on
YouTube. Yes. Yeah.
Make sure to watch Shut Up Vine, please.
No, it's called Ha Ha Shut Up Vine.
Yeah.
Make sure you watch Video Fail.
Make sure to watch Meme Compilation 944, the funniest meme.
Make sure to watch Khalil Kano in his sleep at
Make sure to watch Radical Khalil and his Minecraft videos.
Make sure to watch Ha Ha Shut Up. Fuck. Make sure to watch Shut Up Vine to see a
and
real
also,
inside
follow-
leak of 10 Avenue.
Make sure to go to the Roblox forums and go to Giganti 57.
No!
Hey,
do not go to Roblox Topper. Fuck. Roblox Talker. It's old. It's the forums aren't up anymore.
Let's talk about that, guys. Let's not end the
podcast. Let's go to the archives.
No, please. Please, no. Hey, I was a little shit back then.
Make sure not to go to Archivers.
Guys, I'm getting a spam call. I'm getting a spam call. I'm going to answer, guys. Hold on. This is once in a lifetime. Hello, you reached Kalo Kana voice box. If you would like to
Is this Kalo?
If you would like to
get off my phone.
Heard that he made it.
Mom?
That reminds me when I first got my phone with like service. Like not even like a few seconds later, I got this spam call and I didn't know, so I answered it and he was like, "Hey, I'm your uncle. Hey," and I was like, "What? Like uncle? Wait, bitch,
I'm I don't have one of those.
My uncle's being held captive in Mexico, idiot."
No, this was like years Michael's before Mexico. That. That's recent. This was like years before that. What do you call it? And I was telling my mom, this guy says he's my uncle. Like, what do I do? And then she's like, "No, hang up. He probably wants money or something. He's gonna fucking rob us." And I'm like, "What?
Oh my god!
Yeah, people like, could scary. Do that.
You guys broke up so much.
It was a little kid. She was probably gonna like, give him the address.
Google toolbar for internet.
Guys, instead of going there, make sure you go to 2-3.
That's too long.
Oh god.
90845.
What's that?
Make sure to send marshmallows.
That's
to
one.
Three.
Remember to come to 2-3. I had like a minute to like think about. Do I want to say my address?
I said mine.
I should go to 5.
Right next door. Please
come
out.
To 12 road. I need help.
Yeah, actually, please go help Liam.
Yeah, that's where he's going.
By the way, censor my address. I don't want
actually
censor his address.
Yeah, don't censor mine, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, no, don't censor Kilo's, please.
We have legal permission to not censor Kilo's.
No, we don't.
Yeah, cut him saying no, we don't out so that it looks like.
I'll do my best Kilo impression right here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, okay, so like
we'll do
that. Yes, we do.
All right, that's the end.
If you're listening this far, then
yes.
Thanks for watching. Okay. Inaudible screams.
I remember in the last one when Kalo joined, I was like, "Welcome to the host, bro."
Yeah, the host, bro. Yeah, I was trying to play that earlier, but you could barely hear me in like in that podcast.
All gay Kalo jokes are just jokes, by the way. They're just jokes. Don't take them seriously.
Thank you, Liam.
They are not jokes, please head to 10.
Shut up! As serious as you can.
Please go. Alright, I'm gonna...
We need you there! We need you! Okay, goodbye.
No, we don't need me.
Gonna hit stop recording.
No, I'm gonna stop recording!